Last fall, California voters approved an embryonic stem cell measure and backed it with billions of dollars of taxpayer money. It was an attempt to compensate for the Bush administration's restriction on federally subsidized research. But NPR's Ina Jaffe reports that California's stem cell program is getting off to a slow start.
Many scientists believe that stem cell research may lead to treatments for diabetes, Parkinson's, and other disorders. California voters believed it enough to pass Proposition 71 and borrow $3 billion to pay for stem cell research. But the state's been blocked from selling bonds to raise the money because of two pending lawsuits. One comes from Ted Costa, the man who started the effort to recall the state's former governor, Gray Davis. He complains that the committee overseeing the stem cell program is too independent.
The Constitution of the State of California says that all taxpayer funds should have oversight from the legislature or the governor. And the committee has no oversight whatsoever.
But the authors of Proposition 71 wanted the committee to be free of politics and politicians. They wanted its work to be guided instead by California's research community. But that's a conflict of interest, says attorney David Llewellyn. He's suing on behalf of a group of Prop 71 opponents called Californians for Accountability and Ethical Science.
Everyone who's on the 29-member oversight committee represents some entity which already has an independent personal or professional interest in the policy or the funding, and our contention is that this is not permitted constitutionally.
Plaintiffs in both suits have asked the state Supreme Court to decide the cases immediately. California's Attorney General, who's defending Proposition 71, has also asked for a speedy resolution so that bonds can be sold and grants can be made. Meanwhile, some state lawmakers want to make even more sweeping changes in the stem cell research program.
What opens up the door on this whole issue is taxpayers' money.
Senator George Runner, a Republican, says that gives lawmakers the right and obligation to change what the voters passed by initiative. He's partnering with a Democrat, Senator Deborah Ortiz, to put an amendment on the ballot that would strengthen conflict of interest requirements, require more of the stem cell agency's meetings to be in public, and ensure that the taxpayers receive royalties from any treatments developed.
If we're going to use California taxpayers' money, California taxpayers should also benefit.
A spokeswoman for the Stem Cell Agency says the Oversight Committee plans to establish regulations covering all of those issues. The agency's interim president, neuroscientist Zach Hall, says requiring the grant-making committees to meet in public would rob scientists of the confidentiality they say they need.
The reason is that people will not criticize their colleagues in an open meeting, the quality of their work or their past history.
And says Hall, scientists don't want to give away their best ideas.
If they are made public, then all of their competitors and rivals can see exactly what they're thinking and what they're planning to do.
Some stem cell research could also be delayed by another measure that Senators Runner and Ortiz have in mind. They want to place a 3-year moratorium on women taking drugs that stimulate egg production, if those eggs are to be donated for research. Senator Ortiz, who's a strong supporter of stem cell research, says she's concerned about the impact of those drugs on women's health.
There's certainly been anecdotal, if not research, data that suggests an enhanced risk of ovarian cancer as a result of hyperovulation. I don't think the medical evidence is deep enough nor extensive enough to say absolutely.
A 3-year delay may or may not resolve that question, but it could impede a promising area of research, says Zach Hall. It's called therapeutic cloning. Scientists remove the egg's genetic material and replace it with DNA from a person with a specific illness as the basis for developing a line of stem cells.
They could be put back into the patient to attempt to address a need without fear of immunologic rejection. And they could be used by scientists as models of the disease to understand its causes and to look for drugs that might cure it.
But first, the work has to begin. Right now, the best-case scenario is that the first grants will be made about 6 months from now. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.